race-winning team from the Pocono 400. We got Adam Stevens and Coy Gibbs, both members of the number 18 M&M's Hazelnut Toyota. So we'll open it up here to the floor for anyone that's got questions. Start with Bob.
Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. Adam, we know this isn't Kyle's favorite aerodynamic package. Do you have to do anything to keep him from being too frustrated, or do you just let him be and hope for the best?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both. You know, we spend a lot of time during the week together and talking about what we're up against and what everybody's up against. And you know, at the end of the day, we're not racing packages. We're racing other teams and other drivers, and it's our job to beat them. And that was the same with last year's rules, and it's the same with this year's rules. So, you know, it's just a matter of perspective and making sure that he's focused on the right things. But as time goes, that gets easier and easier.
Like last week on the radio when he says, I resign, does that make you laugh or does that make you cringe?
It depends. You know, there's a certain amount of venting of frustrations that helps them, right? That's probably true for all of us. Sliding scale for some people. And there's, you just don't want to see him get to the point where the venting isn't helping relieve the frustration, and then he makes a bad decision. So I remember that incident. I don't remember exactly how I felt at that specific time. But, you know, a lot of times if he can just get it out and then you can refocus him, he's probably better off than keeping it bottled up. So by and large, we've found a way to navigate through that.
Right up front.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times Tribune. Adam, I think we've become conditioned so used to see Kyle winning that when he has a couple of finishes like that stretch to Talladega, a couple of tenths and, 30th of Kansas, that he's in a slump. Was he in a slump, and has he obviously broken out of it?
I think you could look at the finishes and say we were in a slump of finishing races for sure. We weren't in a slump for running well. You know, we were second on the last restart, I believe, at Talladega, and got shuffled and sped on pit road a couple times. Was it Kansas, I think, or one of them places where we drove through too many pit boxes, you know, racing the 88 for the lead. So it's not like we haven't had speed and not like we haven't been up front late in the races when it matters most, but certainly, you know, not finishing off the races and taking advantage of those opportunities will weigh on anybody that does this for a living. You know, this is our job. So it's nice to get back and put a whole weekend together and capitalize on it.
Any other questions? Going once, twice. All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Awesome.
Stay 1 second. Any other questions in the press box? No?
Questions in the press box.
All right. Thanks, guys.